get it after.
It's in the office.
I'll get it.
So number four, 24-119. 24-119?
Winchester case. Oh, right here, man.
You sit there, please.
There you go.
Thank you. Would you identify yourself, sir?
Sure, my name's Chris Soucy. I'm the police chief in the town of Winchester.
And would you spell your name?
First name's Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Last name's Soucy, C-I-U-C-I.
Thank you. A statement of the case, chief?
So the appellant initially made application in August of 2023. On that application, arrest and conviction information was omitted, and that was the reason why the application was denied.
Would you like to make a brief statement of your defense, ma'am?
I misunderstood the question. To me, being convicted would be like a felon to me, being in jail and all that, so I misunderstood the question.
Okay, thank you.
I just had some questions for the appellant, if that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so, did you prepare the application or did someone do it for you?
I did it.
You did it yourself? At the time of your application, were you aware that you had been arrested and convicted of larceny six on three occasions in 1995, 99, and 2002?
Yes, I was.
On your application, did you not disclose those arrests, and if so, why?
I'm not sure if I did, but if I didn't, I wasn't aware of the dates and all that because it happened so long ago. I'm not sure. I know I did.
Okay. So one of the questions on the application is, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction? You indicated yes. You listed one that was dismissed, but you didn't list the three arrests that I spoke of previously, 1995, 99, and 2002.
Right. I wasn't sure of the dates and stuff like that. That's
okay.
I think that's why I didn't write them down. I knew they were there. I just couldn't remember the dates and all that. I knew it was sixth-degree larceny.
And then the question right after that is, have you ever been convicted under the laws of the state, federal law, or laws of any other jurisdiction? And you indicated no. And but you were aware that you had been convicted for three.
Yes.
Okay. Did you check with the issuing authority or any other entity to get clarification on what the proper thing was to do?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So it was your decision to intentionally omit that information on your application?
Not really. I guess I'm not sure how to answer that either.
I have no further questions.
The three larceny charges, there are convictions in all three?
Convictions, yes.
Questions for the issuing authority?
You didn't, I should rephrase that. Did you go back to the appellant after seeing the form, knowing that she omitted the convictions, and say, is there anything else up here you want to clarify, or do you have any questions about this, or did you just say, got it?
No, we reviewed the application. We saw information was omitted, and we denied it based on those grounds.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
Yeah, if the appellant had come in and with questions regarding the application, do you have staff that can assist in that regard?
Yes.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Any other issues with the appellant in town or anything?
No.
If she had listed all of those, would you have granted the permit?
Well, if she didn't, again, one of the criteria for the denial of an application is providing false or inaccurate information on the application. So that's the reason why it was denied. If she had complied with that and there was no other disqualifiers, it would probably have been approved. But, you know, this kind of leads to the fact that on suitability, if you can't properly complete the application, as indicated, or take steps to get clarification if you weren't sure. I would have concerns about suitability if you can't complete the application properly.
I understand why you denied it. I'm just saying, if she had revealed it all correctly.
Yeah, there was no automatic disqualifiers on the application for those convictions.
And in your mind, those convictions wouldn't have led to a denial necessarily?
No, they were larceny six 20 something years ago.
What is, for the least knowledgeable here on the various charges, what does larceny six mean?
It's the lowest level of larceny. I think the value is $250 or less.
Is that like shoplifting?
It could be, yes.
Okay. Other questions from the board? Yes.
Does she have a prior permit, or is this the first time to your knowledge?
I believe this is the initial.
Okay, thank you.
Ma'am, your case.
I don't know how much to say. Like I said, I applied for it in, I think it was November 2023. I did fill it out myself. Unfortunately, I have a reading comprehension problem, and that's where I think I misunderstood the second question about being arrested and being convicted. I didn't understand that being convicted was when I had to pay the fines, which I did pay fines for that one. But that's it. I mean, I've stayed out of trouble since 2002.
And is this the first time that you applied for a pistol permit?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Other questions from the board? Sir.
You were able to, on our application, our questionnaire, I appreciate that you were able to find and list all the arrests and convictions. Where did you get that information from?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
You must have done that fairly recently, didn't you?
The questionnaire.
Yeah,
you know,
2 years ago.
Yeah, I think I took it off the paperwork that I had gotten back from the Winchester Police Department.
Thank you.
That's
all.
Sir?
So you said you misunderstood the question and thought it meant felonies?
Yeah.
Are you aware now that it does not say felonies?
No, I'm not aware.
Okay, should be. It doesn't say felonies.
Okay.
And the other thing is, under arrest, you list your larceny six, the arrest in Torrington in April of 2004, and it was dismissed, but that's not a felony.
Okay.
Why did you list that one and not the others that you just testified that you knew of?
I knew of them, but I didn't know the dates. Most of them were in Torrington that I got arrested for.
Right.
I just didn't know the dates on those other ones. I just happened to remember the 2004 because it was just fresh in my mind.
So you just chose not to put them because you didn't remember the exact detail?
I think so.
And you did not ask anyone?
No, I wasn't.
How to do that or how to look them up or anything like that?
No.
All right, thanks.
Other questions? Did I give you a chance to cross-examine? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anything else you need to say, sir?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Or you, ma'am?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Colonel Overturf?
Denial for suitability by the chief from Winchester Police Department. The basis of the denial is the appellant's failure to disclose three arrests and three convictions, all for larceny six that occurred in 1995, 1999, and 2002 on her application.
But one conviction?
No, there are three arrests.
Four arrests.
But there was one that she did list, is that correct?
And that, yes.
Yes.
There's no corresponding arrest or conviction on her criminal history with that. So I don't know if she just confused the 2002 with 2004 or what, but she has three arrests, and each of those arrests has a conviction.
Okay. Comments from the board?
Having a pistol permit to carry a gun is a serious matter, and so I personally take seriously the amount of due diligence that an applicant needs to take in submitting an application to an issuing authority to be granted that privilege. And that's going to reflect my, in my vote.
Any other comments or concerns?
Yeah, it's obviously been a long time since she's committed these relatively minor offenses. I believe she's sincere in her belief that she didn't need to list them, even though she knew it was there. In other words, I don't think there was an intent to deceive. I think it was an honest mistake. And she doesn't strike me as someone who would be a threat to public safety if she had a pistol permit, so that's going to influence my decision.
Other comments?
Just as we always say in these cases, that the issuing authority deserves a correct application. And in this case, the appellant knew of the arrests and convictions, whether she realized there was a conviction, a reportable conviction or not. The application is pretty clear. So it's hard to tell if it was an intent to hide those things or not. But she did say that she knew she had them and chose not to put them on the application.
That is kind of my thinking too. You knew they were there. Even if you didn't know the dates, you could have listed that there were other larceny convictions and gotten the information, or they could have filled in the information on the dates. So that's concerning. Anyone else ready to comment? Ready for a vote. Detective Johnson.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overton.
Issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad, issuing authority at this time. And I vote issuing authority also.